Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, another tough lopsided loss. How do the Bears rebound going forward, looking ahead to playing the Minnesota Vikings at Soldier Field?
Well, you're a professional and you're paid to do that. You have to make sure that you're prepared like last week never happened. And you have to prepare with a positive frame of mind. And that's the key ingredient here. If you constantly dwell on the negative, that's the only thing you're going to think of. You have to think about yourself kind of selfishly when you're evaluating tape. How can you make yourself better? And if you can make yourself better within your position, ultimately you're going to make your team better. And that is a key ingredient. You can't sit here and dwell on what happened. You have to look at the opponent you're getting ready for, the Minnesota Vikings, what style they play, whatever side of the ball you're on, and make sure that you're mentally prepared.
Just looking at the Bears defense, they've given up a record number of points the last couple of weeks. What do they have to do better? Forget about game planning and X's and O's. Looking forward just at themselves, what do they have to improve upon moving forward?
They've got to be more destructive on the defensive line. If the opponent's getting ready to throw the ball, they have to get around the quarterback. They have to disrupt the comfort zone that he's in. And then when they're involved in the running game, if you feel a double team, you got to create a stalemate so your linebackers can flow into place and help make the play. And with that being said, the linebackers got to play better. They have to move more in an instance. They can't be fooled by play action. And then the DBs, they just have to do their job legally. They have to make sure they stay away from the penalties. And then the mental errors that created scores have killed them. And that's the one thing about it is, I keep repeating myself, at this point in the season, mental errors are unacceptable. So I think the defense really has to take that into this next opponent and make sure they understand and they're well-schooled against the Vikings.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. The Vikings defense obviously lost Jared Allen to the Bears. They don't seem like they've taken a step back. They still got a very impressive pass rush. What kind of challenges are Jay Cutler and the Bears offense going to face against Minnesota?
It's Mike Zimmer, the new head coach there. He's a defensive-minded head coach, and he's all about pressure. And he's going to bring some awkward-looking blitzes against the Bears front to see if not only Jay Cutler can filter the information, but all the blockers and the receivers that are involved. And it will be a key ingredient because you don't know what type of crowd support you're going to get. And I think for the Bears, they have to get some positive plays initially to get the crowd on their side. So again, Mike Zimmer's going to attack the Bears, but he's going to attack it in a very aggressive way to make sure he stops their passing game, but tackle the runner on the way to the quarterback.
To that point, how much do you think the Bears should get Matt Forte involved early? I know they've talked about being more balanced. It's really tough to be balanced and run the ball when you're down 38-7 at halftime and then 42-0 at halftime. How much is Matt Forte going to play a role in that?
You know, it's got to be a commitment to Matt Forte in the running game. They can't have pass options when they go to the line of scrimmage with a run call. They have to have the offensive line get in a sturdy fundamental stance that explodes off the line of scrimmage according to Jay's cadence. That's the commitment to the running game. It's not necessarily going to the line of scrimmage with a bunch of options and you can throw the ball. Bears have great weapons. There's no doubt about it. When it comes a point in time when you want to get that crowd on your side in a real NFC division game, give the ball to Matt Forte and let your offensive line earn the crowd back.
This is my favorite part of game preview. We throw a log on the fire. We ask Tom to reflect on a memory that he's had, either as a player, a broadcaster, a fan, about the Bears playing the Minnesota Vikings. There's been a lot of memories, I'm sure. What are some things that come to mind when you think Bears-Vikings?
For me, my first opportunity to play in the NFL was the Bears-Minnesota Vikings game on the Thursday night where McMahon came in and threw the touchdowns. And it was just a great atmosphere. The night before the game, Jay Hilgenberg and I went to a mall and we were walking around and we bought these furry Viking hats. And after the game there, Ditka went into Jay's locker and took his furry Viking hat, put it on, and did the press conference with it on. Jay never got the hat back. But after all these years, I still have the Viking hat in my at my house, and I'll bring it in the next game plan preview for the Vikings game.
I'm definitely counting on that. Great stuff as always, Tom. Love the stories, too. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for watching Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.